Ask trumpeter Joey Morant who he's worked with, and he'll reel off a list of jazz legends, including Lionel Hampton, George Benson, and Dizzy Gillespie. Those musicians were big draws for New York's jazz clubs at one time, attracting tourists and paying customers in droves. But some of them retired with paltry pensions, or with no pensions at all. Joey Morant doesn't want history to repeat itself. He says that as long as clubs in the city continue to draw customers with live music, they should share the wealth and start contributing to a pension fund for performers.
They make money off of it. They got to give back. You take out, give back.
2 weeks ago in Greenwich Village, Morant marched with fellow musicians in support of the Justice for Jazz Artists project, sponsored by Musicians Local 802. With drums leading and horns bringing up the rear, they delivered a petition with more than 2,000 signatures to the Blue Note Jazz Club. The petition calls for clubs like the Blue Note, Birdland, and the Village Vanguard to start paying into a union benefit fund on behalf of performers at their venues.
I do not have a pension from the Musicians Union.
Keisha St. Joan is a jazz vocalist who's been working in New York clubs for more than 50 years.
See? No pension, no medical. It's so unfair that everyone else has and the jazz musician does not. Because we are healers, and the healers, just like the doctors, need to be paid.
Unlike jazz musicians, some performers have had access to pensions and other benefits for a long time. Broadway theaters have been allowed to sell tickets tax-free since the 1960s, and those savings are directed into pension funds for performers. 2 years ago, musicians and club owners successfully lobbied the state to forgive sales tax on tickets for jazz clubs, too. But according to the union, not a single jazz club so far has used the savings to contribute to artist benefits. Bill Dennison is the vice president of Local 802. He characterizes the response from club owners as cautious, and he's aware that the union needs to move forward carefully to avoid spooking club owners who are worried about business.
Most of the clubs, they've never worked with the union before, and there's a certain level of anxiousness about whether or not they can do this and how to do it, and we understand that. We all need to find a way to do this that protects the jazz music and the musicians in New York, as well as the clubs. This is an important part of the city's economy and culture.
Writer and jazz critic Amiri Baraka says that the city wouldn't be the city without its jazz artists.
Right down the street on Waverly Place is where Fats Waller was born. This was the kind of fount of jazz in New York, the Village. You understand? New York wouldn't be New York without jazz music.
At least one club owner in the crowd agreed. Eric Knox co-owns the Robin's Nest Rhythm and Blues Club in New Jersey.
As a club owner, it's my feeling that I wouldn't have a club, I wouldn't have the kind of club that I have if it weren't for the musicians. And I think it's unfair that the club owners here in New York are holding out. You're looking at living legends that aren't going to be around forever.
The Justice for Jazz project has had some limited success in recent months. A few club owners have agreed to sit down and meet with representatives from the union, but union rep Bill Dennison says that at this stage, the talks are all off the record. None of the clubs named in the petition returned WNYC's calls for comment. Still, vocalist Keisha St. Joan thinks it's only a matter of time before club owners start to contribute to performers' benefits, especially with marches like this one drawing attention to the issue.
This is making me so proud because now I feel that something is going to be done before I die, and that's all I want. Maybe I can get vested in 5 years and still get a pension from the union. That would be wonderful. Justice for Jazz.
I'll sing a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's the song I wrote. Justice for Jazz. Justice for Jazz. Justice for Jazz musicians. Justice for Jazz. Justice for Jazz. Justice for Jazz musicians. Oh, yeah.
Musicians are encouraging jazz lovers who patronize clubs in the city to ask owners whether they provide health and pension benefits for their artists, and to encourage those owners to sign the Justice for Jazz petition. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.